I don't know. Yeah? I don't know. This is where my use here, the Chol Ben Adam, yeah.
I never had a chance to read the Rosh Hashiva, so the first thing the Shiva, and so Rabbi said, I tried to explain to him, why should you rip it out? And the person, he made believe that was a good question. The stupidest question you could ask, right?
Not really. Go ahead.
What's going on?
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, you're about to explain that.
After presenting an answer on the higher shot, you catch it, it finds me feel like, you know.
But that's good, because you remember this a few years later.
2 years later.
I said a few years. I didn't say a few years. That's unbelievable. That means it made it right, some of you. Okay. We are in the Gemara. Three lines at the bottom. Rav Amar on Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, 33b, three lines at the bottom. Rav Amar of Nachman Halacha Rabbi B'Shtehen, Paskin like Rabbi, Butler Mevutel, and Eidi Shebitla Muktzasa Loi Bitla Kula, both halachas. Frank the Gemara Veleskla Rav Nachman Makayach Bez Yafa. Does Rav Nachman reject the Svara that we are undermining the power of Bezin, which is what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel used? So the Gemara Bamar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman himself said, in the following story, Yisayimim Shabol Lachlik B'nichsi Avim, it's a machlokes Rishayim, no matter how to learn, I will learn one way, and again, it's a machlokes Rishayim. Yisayimim, they come to split their father's property, their ketanim. They're a bunch of ketanim, they don't have das, they can't do it on their own. So Bezin Bayer Mamidim Lamapatrapas. Bezin puts each one gets their own guardian. Let's say there are three ketanim, one age of 10, one age of 8, one age of 6. So the Bezin appoints a guardian for each of them to represent them, to be their representative in the negotiations.
Do you pay?
Maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't know. Ubayrum Lam Chelik Yafa. And each one tries to get the best deal for his client, right? And they do a fair split up. However, when the kids become 13, they can say, listen, we'd like to do it again. You know, it's very nice. My guy represented me well. But the bottom line is, I don't want the field over here. I'd rather have the field over there. So I'd like to do this over again. Let's renegotiate. Now, what happened till then, it's final. It's not like we say it never happened and therefore we have to put all the payers into a... No. It was a good split up, but now they can ask for another split up. Rav Nachman says, no. You undermine the authority of the court who appoints these guardians, who make sure it's done fairly, it's under their authority, and now you're letting the kids come and undo what they did. Here is Rav Nachman insisting on Makayach Bezin Yafa. And over here we're saying he paskins like Rebbe, bitla mevutel, and he's not worried about Makayach Bezin Yafa. Dr. Gemara, hasa memayna hachi yisura. Big difference. There we're dealing with money. So if we say Makayach Bezin Yafa, we're not going to undermine Bezin when it's a question of money. Hefker Bezin Hefker. Here, it's Isser. So therefore, we're playing with a deraisa. It's a deraisa, she's divorced. The Rabbanon are coming along because of Makayach Bezin Yafa, are saying she's not divorced. And the Mafkir, the Kedushin, the whole thing, right? That we don't want to do. Makayach Bezin Yafa, we're not going to trigger this whole thing.
Not
I'm sorry?
Sure, we're not
going to
say it.
We're not going to say Makayach Bezin
Yafa.
Because we're going against biblical law. Biblically, he was mevatel the get. She's not divorced. The Rabbanan came along and said she is divorced. Right. So we have to say the way it works is they were mafkir the kedushin. That Rav Nachman was not willing to do. He's not willing to say that because of the authority of Bezin, we're going to take away kedushin from somebody.
That's
Paskins like Rabbi, Bitloy Mavuto. Shimon Gamliel says we're worried about undermining the authority of Besen. Rav Nachman doesn't paskin that way, but by money he does. Rashi, the Rashi is Simon Ksalim, Apotropos L'chol Echad, V'bayim Lam Kol Apotropos Yivrechel Yav Shaloi. Every apotropos should represent his client and get the best deal. You have three seasoned apotropsim, people that know what they're doing, you're going to get a fair split up. Rashi is worried about what is the Kayach Bezen here. It's the apotropsim. The answer is Bezen appointed these people and you're undermining their authority. Hasam Amayna. The Hefker Bezen Haya Hefker. Bezen has that right to take away money. Hachi Sura. The HSH. We're not going to pull Kedushin because of Makayach Bezen Yafa. That's what Rav Nachman is paskening. So therefore, because he paskin one way by money, doesn't mean he'll paskin the same way by Isser. Yes?
But we're saying it because one Hefker Bezen Hefker, and they have the ability to do it. And but by Isser also they have the ability.
They don't play with Kedushin like that. You just don't pull plugs on Kedushin.
But we say, Aldas Rabbanan.
Again, it's still playing around with Kedushin. They're making him living for snus for 20 years. It's not that they can't do it. It's they wouldn't do it.
Right. So this is the thing about Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. It's just a byproduct of it. How they did it.
Again, by money, they don't act. They're not doing something drastic. Not drastic.
Because it's money. That's nothing to do with how.
Again, but the question, they're right.
No, that's not important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Without Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, we'd have a big problem how they can do it.
Not that money. Money's not that important. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, bite. Start to get my bite. Gidlu Bar Eloi, Shadal Agidlu Devisu. Gidlu Bar Eloi sent a get to his wife. Other Shlicha, again, I'm going to ask for the ability to explain before I'm attacked. Not that I consider it an attack, but it doesn't allow me to explain. Gidlu Bar Eloi, Shadal Agidlu Devisu. Gidlu Bar Eloi sent a get to his wife. Other Shlicha, the Shlicha went, Ashikad Abiyasav and Avla. He found her weaving. She was engaged in weaving. Amar la hagitech. She said to her, "Hi, lady. Here is your get." Amar la amar le. She said to him, "Zil hashta mia v'talamacher. Can you do me a favor? I'm busy now. I'm weaving. Can you just deliver the get to me tomorrow?" See, he did not hand her the get. He did not hand her the get. He came to her and said, "Here, I have your get." She said, "Listen, I'm busy now. I'm weaving. Come back tomorrow and give me the get." That's what she said. He could have said, "Here's your get," and stuffed it down her. He didn't do that. He said to her, "I have your get." There were two Adam there to watch the transfer. She asked him to come back tomorrow. And he was a nice guy, the shliach. And he said, "Fine, I'll be back tomorrow." He goes back to the husband. And he says to him, "I did not deliver the get. I'm going to go back tomorrow." So he went back to Gidl. And he said, "Reb Gidl, I just want you to know, I didn't do it today. I'll do it tomorrow." Pasach v'amar ha'toyv v'baruch ha'toyv v'ameitav. So the Gidl said, "Ah, the benched is Hashem, praised is Hashem, who's good and does good." That was his reaction when he heard that the get was not given. Zok to Gemara, Abaya amar baruch ha'toyv v'ameitav le'batul gita. Abaya said, "It's a nice bracha, but the get's still good, the shlichus is still good, and if he lives it tomorrow, she's divorced." Rabbi Amar, Baruch HaGet Ha'iva Meitiv, V'loi Batul Gita. Rabbi says, that's a telling us, hello, he's very happy that the get wasn't delivered, which means he's being Mavatul the Shlichus, and therefore the next day, it's not a good get. Listen to his reaction. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you didn't deliver it again. So that means, he obviously doesn't want the get delivered. That's what Rabbi says. Something about my Kamiflagi. Begilui Daita Begita Kamiflagi. If a guy reveals his mind that he doesn't want to get, but he didn't say so. Is it Dvarim Shebelev or not Dvarim Shebelev? Now, there's some things that we're 100% sure he means. That's not called Dvarim Shebelev. There's some things that we don't know. That's for sure Dvarim Shebelev. Here we are in a case where the guess would be an innocent bystander standing there would say, he probably doesn't want to get. That's why he said, Baruch Atah Yad HaMetah. But you didn't hear him say he doesn't want to get. And you could say, Baruch Hashem. You know, you say Baruch Hashem and everything you happens. There are people that say Baruch Hashem for everything, right? You don't know. So therefore the question is that called Dvarim Shebelev or not? Abaye Amar, Gilu Daita Begita Lav Milzi. It's not enough. We have to hear him say about to the man. If we don't hear him say it, he didn't do it. You're interpreting his actions, not enough. But Rav Amar, Gilu Daita Begita Gilu Daita Begita Milzi. Rav says, not true. We saw enough that we can interpret that he meant to be mavatal to the get. Now the next day he says, I meant to be mavatal to the get. Yeah, but you didn't hear say it. We don't read minds. The question is this called reading minds or not? What are the parameters of Dvarim Shebelev? That's how the Tosfos Rid explains the Machlokes. Dvarim Shebelev means things that you think, but we didn't hear. You say, I meant to do this. It doesn't make a difference. We didn't hear it.
But, if you for sure know that,
so again, there is a point in time that was called an umdana that we have through Shas that makes it not Dvarim Shebelev. We heard it. And there is for sure a point that we didn't hear it. The question is exact parameters of when it is or isn't Dvarim Shebelev.
When you say that we had a whole Gemara, you said the wrong Lushen. Whatever ones don't work, okay?
No.
The problem was you said the wrong wording.
Which means you said the wrong thing. Means you didn't mean what you said.
No, it doesn't mean that.
How do you know?
It means...
How do you know? When you heard the guy say, this guy is puzzled. You know he means to be mavato the get?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The word is wrong.
Know.
The whole thing is because it's l'sha'avar, not l'asid. That was the whole lump decision.
I don't know. No, he's saying the get is bustle. Not saying I don't want the get. He's telling you a piece of information. This get is bustle. No, but that's a different story. But that doesn't mean he meant to be mavato the get.
Dvarim Shebelev, that person wanted this, the whole thing to be butthole, right? But
correct.
The wrong Lushen.
Correct.
So that when you talk and you don't say the right thing, it's too bad. Dvarim Shebelev doesn't matter.
Again, there is a...
Right.
So again, there is a point in time that we're pretty confident that that's what you meant. Puzzle is not such a point of confidence.
But it's not because of that, Rebbe. It's because puzzle means puzzle on the etzem get,
again,
which you can't do.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to
do. I'm trying to say is that...
But the Gemara says not like you.
That's because he said the wrong wording. Dvarim Shebelev doesn't... It could be 100%, but if you say the wrong wording, it's
well,
no good.
I hate to break the news to you. It's not true. If you're 100%, it's not Dvarim Shebelev. And we will see that clearly in this Gemara. We'll see it clearly in this Gemara.
What is intent?
Dvarim Shebelev means that he is interpreting what he did to us. That this is what he meant to do. He's interpreting now what his intentions were. We didn't see that or hear that from him.
He says, this is again possible, but I meant to say.
Well, too late. What you meant doesn't make a difference. That's Dvarim Shebelev. I meant. I meant means nothing.
With her right?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe means, you know what? When I give the get to her, when it works, guess what? I want it to be that she's taking it without any, she'll do it, I'm not forcing it down her throat.
Again, so I was very careful. When I said this Gemara, I said, this is not 100% one way. It leans in that direction. Most people walking by, hearing the guy say, Baruch Atah Yad HaMetah, would say he doesn't want to get. Yes, Avraham Cohen would walk by and say, because he's a tzaddik, and he only wants to do it because the way she wants it, with Barat. But most people walking by would say, He probably is being mevatel the get. But he didn't say the words, I'm being mevatel the get, and it's not 100% indicative. That's the machloikus. Is this dvarim shebelev or not? That's how the Tysus read explains his machloikus.
Let's say,
I don't know what you, why you're barking up the street. I can't figure it out.
5 minutes before, he told somebody, I want this get to work. This isn't Rebbe. And he told his friend a minute before, I want to give get to this wife, okay? I'm not using Reuven, okay? Every day the same.
I didn't say Reuven, I said give the Bari lawyer, that's his name.
Okay. And then, when he gave it to her, 20 seconds later, he said the word puzzle. Please listen, Rebbe. Is that a good get or not?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Adarabba. I would think it's more a good get, because a minute ago he said he wants to get to work.
Oh, good, but he used the wrong Lushin. What Lushin doesn't work for get? Something Lushin Avar, right?
Yeah.
So let's say he used the one that Lushin Avar.
Right, that's possible. Therefore it doesn't work, and the get is a good get.
I want to divorce her.
I'm sorry, Rabbi Cole. What you said just now makes no sense.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I don't understand what you're trying to say.
He wants to give a get, right? He wants to give a get here, right?
People change their minds at all times. You know, people change their minds. This is a rather drastic move to divorce a wife. It's not like buying a loaf of bread in Ungers. They paid for this advertising.
I understand what you're grabbing at. Meaning, what I'm trying to say is, let's say...
I don't know why you make this a big to-do. This is a machloikus, whether we hear it 100, whether this is good enough or not. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Even though the lush you're saying is wrong.
Correct. According to Rav, it's good enough. We heard it. And according to Abaya, you didn't hear it. Rashi, Gidl Bari Loi, Benav Loi Regis. He showed it to her, but v'loy masrila. Baruch atoy v'ametim shloy mesartila. He didn't give it to her. V'loy batu gitim v'boshli yegzeh masrila l'mocham u'gureshes. Gilu yidai t'shein l'chav atoy b'shlichuzeh. He's revealing that he doesn't want the shlichus. Not good enough. With Abaya. With Rava, it is good enough.
I don't need
to clarify. Yeah, that's good. You can't, that's the arm to believe.
You're happy that she's not divorced, or you're happy that I didn't give it to her yet?
The next day he tells us he meant he was happy they didn't want to give it to divorce her. Question is, did he say that or not? Was that enough of an indication?
Too late now.
Well, she got to get already. Now each one is going to try to prove their point. Dr. Rabbi, how did I learn this halacha? Rav Sheshes Ashkelon Gita Lahu Gavra Bal Korchei. Rav Sheshes once forced the guy to give a get. V'yamulu l'sadi. So the guy went and told the witnesses. Amulu l'sadi. Halchi amar l'chu Rav Sheshes. Levato Gita. Rav Sheshes asked me to tell you that he wants this get bottle. The guy went over to the people writing the get and said, I have a message from Rav Sheshes. The get is batal. V'atzucha Rav Sheshes, gita achrina. And Rav Sheshes asked for a different get. Now, he never said, I'm mevatel the get. He said, Rav Sheshes is being mevatel this get. He never said, I'm mevatel the get. And it works. Right? It works. The raya is, Rav Sheshes needed a second get. So the Gemara Babaya, Alter Rav Sheshes, Mevato Gita Din Java. Since when can Rav Sheshes make the get bottle? Who's Rav Sheshes to say, I don't, the get is bottle? Not his get. Behind the Karmel Luhu, Haki, Haki, Havi'il Bakli. He was Mevato it. Behind the Karmel Luhu, Haki, and the reason he said Rav Sheshes is Mevato it, because he's being beaten. That's 100% indication. That's not Gilui Daita. That's the way of saying I'm about to get when you're being beaten up by people who are forcing you to give a get. So you can't say I'm being mevatel the get because they'll blast your head. So you say, Rav Shaye just said it's mevatel. But that's 100% meaning. That's not more. That's more than a gilui das. That's why I said what I said to begin with. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rav Shaye told you, I heard him tell you, that he's being mevatel the get. All he did, he never said the right language. He just revealed what he wanted. He didn't say I'm about to it. How do I know he wants it? The answer is, right? What happened was, okay, Rashi explains it differently. He said he's being mevatel to it. And they started beating him. So he said to them, what do you mean? Rav Shaye just told me I should be mevatel again. So he was mevatel it. The reason he said Rav Shaye said is to answer why they shouldn't beat him up as he said it. That's what Rashi said. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Shem Dafnei, Madei Adam HaMakim V'choyf Delayt of Mrs. Rav Shaye. So I'm Eloi, Lom Atam HaMakim. They're asking him, why are you being mevatel it? I'm Eloi, Hachi Rav Shaye Stephen Cain. Rav Shaye told me to be mevatel it. So he wasn't saying Rav Shaye is mevatel. He was Rav Shaye told me to be mevatel. So he's being mevatel. V'yam Rabbi Menaminala. Abai says, I can prove to you my way. The Gilui Daita is not good. Rav Yehuda Ashkela Gita Lachaste de Rav Yirmiyah Barah. Rav Yehuda took a get, forced a get, from the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah Barah. And Rav Yirmiyah Barah's daughter was married to this man, and Rav Yehuda forced the guy to give this woman a get. Ubatmai. So the guy went, it was mevatel the get. Tana Ashkelay Ubatmai. So then he got him a second get, the guy was mevatel it. Hundred Tana of Ashkelay Al Karkai. Then he forced him to give a third get. V'yamalu Lasadi, and he told the witnesses, Aisivu Kari Badnaichi, put vegetables, put a gourd in your ears, basically the old version of what they called, when you block your ears from hearing, what? Earplugs. Earplugs, right. Like, and write the get. So that way, you won't hear him being mevatel to it. You don't hear. Now, the eats out of the gila daita medilsa, means milsi. If your whole gila daita is good, how causal the karat pastry you? He's jumping up and down, he's screaming, so that's gila daita. They see his actions. Heard says, we don't hear it. The raya, you have to say the words. Zakti Gemara, Rav hide the karoy basrei damar lo asher havelei. Hi, came to Mishnah Tzara. Rav said that's not gilui daat. He might be yelling to they should do it fast because he's getting beat up because the bezin is doing him a number. Right, some cipher learns the bezin keeps him locked up. They keep him there to make sure that they're giving him a lot of tzaras till he gets that get done. So finally he decided, okay, let's get this done as fast as possible so I can go. So you don't know what he's screaming and yelling when he's jumping up and down. We don't hear the gilui daat. It's not indicative enough. There might be another reason. And a reason that makes sense. He just got beat up a few times, you know what I mean? After a while, the guy gives in. In fact, wants it done quickly to get out of here. So therefore,
Rabbi, why does it matter that the shaluchim hear him? If he's saying it and other edim hear him, isn't that sufficient for him to void?
But that gets involved in whether you can be mevatel in front of them or not. Right? Meaning you want to know why isn't that dependent on that machloikas?
Yeah.
Unless there were no other Adam around. Nobody else was around. He was jumping up and down. They were the only ones there.
And I guess a further question I have is let's say they were the only ones there, and let's say he said it, and somehow we could show that he did say it, and that was his intent. Do they actually, let's say the shluchim themselves do have to hear.
Nobody's hearing him. We don't know what he's saying.
What if the shaluchim were partially deaf or old people like me? And their hearing wasn't so great.
Young man,
but he
Harvey,
said it.
Again, if this Luka were deaf completely and can't hear Bittel, they can't hear Bittel. You know, you're right. That would be a perfect way of not making Bittel because can't hear it. So we'd have to write it to them.
I guess my bigger question is even when he says the very words that we've been, even if his very words explicitly show the intent, how clearly must
be a problem? The question is, even Rava says this is not even overwhelming indicative, because there's a good reason he would want them to get it over with so he can get out of here. Because he's not being treated nicely by Bezel. They're not like very happy with him. This is the third time they're writing this guy. It's not,
and he's,
you know, he's already messed them up twice. They're pretty more, you know, they're, you know, they must have really beat him up good. You know, he finally got the message. I better get out of here, because if not, who knows how I'm ever gonna walk out of here. Said he forced them. He can be Mavato. What do you mean? Oh, is that a problem? Even if not, that's a big problem. Yes.
So how do you prevent somebody?
Well, you better hope that you can prevent them. It's a big problem. You make it not Kedai to say. Now, if it's not a Zah, most husbands are going to get, agree to give the get. We're not forcing them.
Right.
We do have ish times when husbands are forced. They're no longer doing that anymore. But once upon a time, there was a network of people that could force the people to give a get. And they had to be very careful that he did not change his mind. Trust me, they got the message across that changing a mind is not a healthy thing to do. Fortunately, some of those people are still sitting in jail. What? I have no idea how much longer the sentences were. Whatever it is, they were sitting in jail for a number of years. I mean, it's not like they, I mean, because they were charged with kidnapping and things, and then, I know a Kashyap Rav that was once involved. He did it one time. He got arrested. And not in New York, in the Midwest city. He got arrested for doing it, because the only one the husband knew was this Rav. The other people came in from out of town. They disappeared right after the get was done. So he told them up. So then they had a guy that had connections that, like, you know, greased the wheels, and it was dropped right away. But the next morning, the Rav was out without any charges. But they know that would happen one time. The Rav told me. He never got involved after that ever again. He didn't want to get involved anymore. That's a very dangerous thing. I'm not pasking halacha now. We got that about getting coffee. How do you force it? Good, not good. Yeah, they still do it. They used to do it all the time. They used to take the guy out to the cemetery and leave him there for a day or two. And, you know, come back a few days later and see if he's ready to give a get. There's a walking way of doing it. I'm not getting involved in that. Yes. Rashi, Yirmi Bira Kachshmai, Tan Ashkelon Shana Shainis, the Kapola Tavis Lichtavakar. They forced them again. Sibu Karibat Naichu, Sibu Knivis Yerek, Doc, a small piece of vegetable should gloom of gourds. But Nechem, Shitaitishmu Bituloi, Asher Havilaha, Yishaskul the Sitemar, please do it fast. Asher's come Ashras of the Dining, approval, come Asher Chamat, Lashon Chizuk, Lashon of Strength. Okay, here we go to the next story. We don't know if he's Mavato. Who heard him?
Why can't we use
we don't pass like Rabshim Gilbert. Who says we pass like Rabshim Gilbert? And here he's being Mavato in front of the Adam.
Very
Adam. Very Adam. Rabbi Minaminoa. Abaya says, how do I know it? Again, he brings another Raya. Now, who the Amalu, we had this story. A guy told his wife, Eloi Asina Plus and Yaiman Levigita. but don't show up by the end of 30 days into town, the get kicks in. Also, Paskimabra, we had this story. He came, and he was stuck on the other side of the river. The river passage wasn't going. So here he is. He wants to come across. Amalu Chazuda Asoy, Chazuda Asoy. He's screaming. I'm here, I'm here, I'm coming, I'm here. Yamashmul Lo Yishmei Mas. Yamashmul says, I feel bad, but he didn't come. The get kicks in. Now, Fraktabaya, isn't that a Gilui Da'at that he doesn't want to get? He's screaming, I'm here. That means he doesn't want to get. Why shouldn't it work? The bittul. It's a raya. You have to hear bittul. You don't hear bittul.
What do you mean
to say bittul? He can be about to the get before it kicks in.
No, he says, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
So it says,
again. The get kicking in at Shkia. He's 2 hours before Shkia. He's on the other side of the river. There's no way to cross the river. If he crossed the river, the get would be no get.
Right.
He can yell across, I'm a vato the get. Yes. Abaya said, I see a Gilui Da'at that the guy wants him in a vato the get. And it didn't work. Rabba, my Rabba's answer is, Ato Hassan with a Tula God boy, the Kumit and Iker boy. He's not even thinking of it all. He's not thinking of being about to get. He wants to keep his condition. Ask him, did you mean to be about to get? He said, no, I meant to keep my condition. Of getting here. Again. No. There's two ways. It's not about to get. It means the get doesn't kick in because the condition was kept. Not make, again, there's two ways to make this get not work. One is to pull the plug on the get. He's not thinking that way. He's thinking that he wants to keep his condition. He's not thinking in terms of
it.
So she shouldn't be divorced.
Exactly.
But again, there's two avenues to stop the divorce.
One's not better than the other, he's trying to say.
Nobody said it's better. The question is, what was he doing? Ask him, were you about to get? He'd say no. He wasn't learned enough. He could have yelled across the street, I'm being about to get.
I would think you ask 20 people, just tell this story, what was his intention? He says, I'm coming. I would say most people would say that he wants to,
stay married.
He wants to stay married. But that doesn't mean he wants to be about to get, he wants to keep his condition. There's two ways to stop the effectiveness of the get.
On the deal, either it's both of the outcome at the end is the same.
Correct. But what he did and what wasn't being done, that's what Rav is saying. There's two separate avenues of how to do it. He tried one. He tried the wrong one.
He didn't pull the plug.
Correct.
Due to a lack of knowledge,
I know, it's unfortunate. A lot of people do things that they don't know and they get stuck because they didn't know.
But his intent is to stay married.
Rava says, we have to see an intent of Bittul HaGet. That's what Rava says you need. Gilui Das, that he wants to be Mevatel the Get. He tried a different avenue.
You don't think most people think that's what he's trying to do? Really?
I think most people think he's trying to keep the condition.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. He didn't say I'm being mavato again. He said, I'm here, I'm coming, I'm coming.
By getting there on time, he's mavato again.
Again, it's a different avenue. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi, I'll toss him the tuli bucket to buy, toss him the cubaton to buy, he wants to keep the tanai. Well, he can't deny. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the cubaton to buy, boy, I take him tonight, who bought Lafkia Veloimer, saying, his nation, you love that solution, and love you again. Very busted, because I'm to deny. Dr. Gemara, Victor. Ahud Amr Lahu, Eloi Nesiv not plus in Yaiman Levigita. He did Kedushin, but he didn't do Chuppah yet. And his wife must have been nagging him, let's get married. She said, you know what? I'll give you a get. If I don't marry you by the end of 30 days, the get kicks in. That's a way of telling her, I plan to get married within 30 days. But he gave her a get. And the condition was that if he doesn't do Chuppah by the end of 30 days, she's divorced. Kimat Lazas and Yemen, on day 30, he comes in and says, you know, rabbis, I got a big problem. I'd love to get married. I just can't, I don't have the time for it today. I have this major appointment that I have to go see my cardiologist, and I can't do the wedding today. You know, like, can we do something about this? And he didn't, Amarlu, he said, Hatarachna. Before the time ended, he claimed, listen, I'm too busy. So basically, he's trying to get out of the Tanai by claiming he's too busy today. So the Gemara says, "L'may nechuslo." Why should the get not be a get? Imishum unsa? Is it because he's claiming an inus? Ein inus begitten. We said that we paskin that the claim of inus doesn't work by get. We talked about this last week or what it was that Rabbanan said inus is not acceptable claim by get. Imishum gilu died to begita, took to the Abaye Rabbahu. Now even if you learn like Abaya, that this is called a Giludas, Rabbi would say it's not even a Giludas. He never said anything about being Mavato again. But Abaya said his intention is a Giludas. Well, we paskin like Abaya, the Giludas is no good. So it doesn't make a difference. So this get is good, and poor guy just lost his wife.
Right.
He didn't. This is what you call a Kashan Amaisa. Rashi, Katarachna B'tzarchi Chuppah. Okay, he didn't say cardiologist. He said, I'm busy getting the wedding. I'm talking to the caterer. God, so listen, I'm trying to get the caterer to do this. I'm an honest.
So that would confuse me. He tried to do what? He showed his intention. He still wanted to go
what?
Again, you're back to the same kasha you asked me last time. Ain't that a sign? This is Rabbi Gita. If I don't get married by Rosh Chodesh Adar, by the end of Rosh Chodesh Adar, meaning the day of Rosh Chodesh, should be a get. I mean Nisan. Meaning, I want an extra month for this. Is it that he can't get married today because an inus begitten? Imishim gila died to begita, talk to the Abaye Rava. Again, even if you learn this is a gila das, not good enough. Because Abaye, we have to hear it, which is the way we pass it. Now, Rava would learn this is not even a gila das. Because Rava says he didn't try that avenue, he tried to change the condition. Abaye says it is a gila das. But anyway, Abaye holds Gila Das doesn't work. Zakti Gemara, Behilkas Kenachman, that Bittul can be done in front of two. The beginning of the parable, we had a Machloikas, is Bittul need two or three before the Takana of Gamliel. We paskin two. Behilkas Kenachman, that paskins like Rebbe, that Bittlai Mevutul, and Eidah Shabbat Bittla Mitzasa, Loi Bittla Kula. We paskin like Nachman, who paskin like Rebbe, and both Machloikas. The Hilkasik and Achmeni, and we also paskin like Abaya, that Giludas Beget is not good. This is one of the six places in Shas where Rav and Abaya have a Machloikas, that we paskin like Abaya. The Simon is Yao Kigam, and the Gimel of Kigam is Giludaita Begita. This is one of the six places in Shas where Rav and Abaya they argue many more than six places. But this is six places that we paskin like Abaye against Rava. This is one of them. Rashi. The Trashi, the Hilchasa, Kenachman, the Amar Leel, Bittu, Bazeshnai. The Hilchasa, Kenachman, Nami, Bahad, Amar Alokha, Karebi, Mishtan. Paskins like Rebbe, Bittla, Mavutl, and he paskins Eidish, Bittla, Mavutl, and like Bittla, Gula. The Hilchasa, Kenachmeni, the Trashi, Abaye. The Amar Gilu died to begin the La Milta. Vizu Achas Mehukas of Simon Yao Kigam. This is one of the Simon of Yao Kigam. Yishlamidas, Eitaim of Lemifreyu Nimsal, Lechi Aimid Meilav, Kedushin Shlam Nimsu Labia, Gila Daita Begitten, and Mumarachon Nevelus. Those are the six, each one in their own Masechta. The Hilchas of Kabaya. The Nira Be'enai. Now Rashi is bothered, his name is Abaya. Why is the Gemara called Nachmeni? So Rashi, the Hashem Shal Rabbi Ben Nachmeni, Gidl Abaya Be'esai. Rabbi Ben Nachmeni raised Abaya. Abaya was a Yasim. And he raised him. Vilimdai Taira. And he taught him Taira. Shai Yasim. He is Tiyu Hashem of Nachmeni. So Rabbi named Abaya for his father. Abaya was a Yasim. Rabbi raised him, treated him like a son, named Abaya for his father. Rabbi Sam, who Rabbi Ben Nachmeni. So according to Rashi's opinion, Abaya's real name was Abaya. Rabbi named him Nachmeni for his father. Needed a name for his father for whatever reason. So he named him for his father. The Aruch says that Rabbi was Abaya's uncle. Rabbi's brother's son. And Abaya had been named Nachmeni at his birth, named for his grandfather. When his father died and Rabbi raised him, Rabbi didn't want him to call him Nachmeni because the Rambam paskens that you're not allowed to call in front of your father, you're not allowed to call somebody with the same name. I mean, if a person's father's name is Yitzchak, you can't call your friend Yitzchak in front of your father. That's the Rambam Shita. So Rabbi had a problem. He couldn't call him Nachmeni when his father was around because it's his father's name and his father's here. So he called him Abaya, which stands for Avi, Dr. Aruch. My father, meaning to say, my father's name. And that's where Abaya came from, according to the Aruch. So it's a machlokes here. Rashi holds, he named him for his father. They want to tie to Rashi holds even when his father's alive. You know, by Svardim, they name even for living people. And you can do that. But Rambam holds, you're not allowed to call a guy by your father's name when your father's standing there. So therefore, he couldn't call him Nachmeni. I'm just telling you what he held. And therefore, he called him Abaya, which means Avi. Someone at Taina, I think it's even about the Rishayin, that Abaya stands for Hashem B'chol Yerucham Yasim. It was a reference to the fact that Abaya was a Yasim. Abaya is an acronym of Hashem B'chol Yerucham Yasim. Hashem has mercy on Yisayman. Abaya was a Yasim from both parents. Lost his father and he lost his mother. Lost both. And the Rabbi raised him. So the Shiloh was his real name Nachmeni and Abaya was because Rabbi wouldn't want to say Nachmeni. It was his real name Abaya and Rabbi called him Nachmeni. So the Gemara sometimes reversed them as Nachmeni. Not quite because we say
these are possibly all nicknames like Rabbi, Abaya, Abba. They're not real names, right?
Well, just again, I just said to Machlaikas. I mentioned, I didn't say, oh, I said, I'm talking about one person, Abaya.
Well, I'm asking him throughout Shas and Luke to see certain names.
Rabbi, like, Rabbi was his name. Rabbi was his name.
His real name.
Yeah.
He wasn't given the Rebbe's. Rebbe, I mentioned Rebbe. Rebbe was not his name.
Rebbe was not his name. His name was Rebbe Yehuda Nazi.
Abba.
Machlokes Rishayim, interesting, was the Rashi and Tosfos. Rav has two names in Shas, Rav and Abba. Shmuel calls him Abba Maidoli. So one of the Rishayim, if I remember correctly, I forgot which one, Rashi and Tosfos have this argument, say his real name was Rav. And Shmuel called him Abba's respect. And the Tosfos says, the other one says, just the opposite. His real name was Abba, and he was called Rav's respect. But most of them, you know, it's interesting, Rabba is a short version of Rababa. It's just putting together. Rav Avina is Ravina. Ravina came from Rav Avina. Rabba came from Rav Abba. So some of those names, the reish is there for Rav and the rest of the name. It just we got put together. Rish Lakish stands for Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Resh is an acronym for Rav Shimon. Why some of Maroam got called that way and others didn't, I have no idea. Yerushalmi calls Rav Zeira Rav Zeira. And Bavli is called Rav Zeira. In Yerushalmi, they have an ayin in his name, Zeira. In Bavli, they call him Rav Zeira.
over here, when he adopted him or raised him, I guess how the Matseva was his real name, not the...
I don't see, I never saw his Matseva, I can't answer the question. Doesn't say. Doesn't say what it said on his Matseva, how do I know? But Tachlagis Rashi in the Aruch, what his real name was. I don't know what it said in his Matseva. I didn't even know if he had a Matseva. Yerushalmi says in Shkolim that Tzadikim don't need Matseva. Devrayim ain't Zekrenim. Their words are their Matseva. We don't have to see Abai's Matseva. We see Abai every day. We meet Abai daily, almost daily. Abai and Rav are the most mentioned Amoraim in Shas. We meet them every day, or every few days. There's no reason for a Matseva. We live with them. Devrayim ain't Zekrenim. Matseva is to remember somebody. They're remembered every day. Nobody's remembered as much as Abai and Rav. Even though there's an Indian to have a Matseva to daven by somebody's kever. There's the Gemara in Saita, according to the Bach, who adds this into the Gemara in Saita. There's a reason we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, because if we knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried and we could daven there, we would be mevatel all the gzeiros. So the Bach brings in the gears to the Gemara in Saita. And they found Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's kever. Rav Chaim went, they built a matzeva over Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's kever. They identified where it was. So Rav Chaim said over that Bach that having a tzaddik's kever, you know where he is, and you can daven there, helps him about to Xeris. And he brought that Bach by Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.